Motion to have Danny Strand sing the national anthem.
Can I have a second, please?
Oh, gentlemen, we're live. Call today's meeting of the County Commission this Thursday, October 13, 2011, to order. First order of business regards propane and self-propelled power broom bids. Mr. Erickson.
Good morning, gentlemen. Last Thursday, we had two bid openings that were expertly handled by the Road and Bridge Department, Kathy Roberts and Mr. Randy Hayes, in my absence as I was attending the MAP conference. And I'm happy to say that we had extensive participation in that, in both of those bids. The first one that we'll talk about this morning, I'm prepared to make a recommendation based on that information. And the first one we'll do, based on what's on the agenda, is the propane bid. We had received, and Kathy completed the bid tabulation responses based on your directives, as I understand. But we received 5 responses, and we're prepared to recommend that Feral Gas / Town and Country Propane that you all recommend that you award to that company at $1.784. Was the amount that they came in with, and they're the low bidder, and that's the recommendation from Road and Bridge and myself.
So moved.
I should probably say moved. I recommend that we award the propane bid to Feral Gas at a rate of $1.784.
Correct.
Per the recommendation.
I'll second it.
Motion's been made and seconded to accept the recommendation of Road and Bridge and of the Purchasing Department and award the propane bid to Feral Gas / Town and Country at the rate of 1.784. Discussion. There was no delivery cost on that?
No.
That's it. That includes, it's all inclusive.
That's all inclusive.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Thank you. I will notify all of the participants, etc. The next order of business is a bid that went out for a self-propelled power broom. And Mr. Hayes is present here if you have any questions there. We also had some nice participation there as well. And by the way, I have copies of these bid tabulation sheets, as I usually do, in case you want copies. We received responses from 5 companies, 6 companies, actually. And the recommendation from the Road and Bridge Department is to award the bid for a self-propelled power broom to G.W. Van Kempel Company, who came in at the lowest price at $41,998.67.
That's total price with warranty.
Yep.
I have
$41,998.67.
$41,998.67. Correct.
Gentlemen, the only thing I would probably say on this is that I don't believe we have any budget for this piece of equipment. And not saying it's not necessary, and that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying I wanted to be aware that I don't believe our equipment line item has that much money left in it, and don't know what to exactly. I guess I'm just saying we'll put that out. I know there's a recommendation of Road and Bridge that they need this.
Randy, could you join us for a moment? As I'm thinking back on the budget, and we're going to have a bit of a discussion about that today.
Right.
Even though we will be over on this line item, were we to secure this piece of equipment, overall we'll be under budget for 2011. Is that your understanding?
Yes.
So I think that for what we budgeted, even though there's more to come out of this line, again, overall, we'll be under what we budgeted for the year. But, and it is the decision, and we had heard that before, the department certainly, that we need this piece of equipment.
Well, it's my understanding that the equipment that we now have is constantly being repaired and worked on, and if we get ready to do a job, we've got a large crew that's on site, and we've got a broke down piece of equipment. So if there's a line item that has other expense in road and bridge, as long as we stay underneath that, I'm fine with it.
Okay. And I am too. I mean, this is a recommendation. They manage the money. I just wanted to point that out because, I mean, we sometimes get people not understanding the budget because it is very complicated, that even though we go over on a line item, the overall department, as long as it doesn't go over, we're still in good shape. So, and I'm fine with it.
Not only does this company offer the lowest price, but as I'm looking at it a little closer, they're offering a 3-year, 4,000-hour warranty, where the others only offered a 3,000-hour warranty. So that's a bonus for us. And right now, as I understand it, when we need this piece of equipment, we're renting it temporarily.
Right now, we do have one on rental, and we're about finished where we can send it back. So.
And we all know rental is much higher
per
usage.
Chair would entertain a motion.
Do you on this piece of equipment, Randy, as we've entered this discussion, is there from delivery date is going to run, was it four to six or something? One of those.
Actually, this one was 30 to 45 days. We could have this piece of equipment. The other bidders was a little bit longer.
6 to 8 weeks.
6 to 8. We were looking at
okay.
Twice the amount of time. So.
So here's where I'm headed with what I'm going with. I would. I'm thinking that the. We can approve this piece of equipment, but by the time it gets here and by the time the invoice comes and gets paid, it's going to be the first of the year anyway.
So it'll come out of next year's budget anyway, really?
It'll come out of next year's equipment budget anyway.
Which is good. I'm completely good with this piece of equipment.
I wasn't thinking that was where you was headed, and I was going to comment that what's happening, the price of this equipment may in fact go up, but what you're stating is to enter into an agreement, but it doesn't look like we'd be paying for it until next year.
That's the way that I would see it.
We can have
5 days and then you've got 30 days of payment, and
we can have discussion because there may be reasons to take it out of this year's, but
yeah, we could.
But that gives us leeway to do it either way.
Right.
I think that's a good point.
And I'm going to, under those considerations, I'm going to make a motion that we go ahead and accept this bid.
I'll second the motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to accept the recommendation of the purchasing director and Road and Bridge and award the bid to G.W. Van Kempel for the amount of $41,998.67. Which includes the warranty. Discussion.
In our bid procedure, all these bids are good for 90 days. Do you want us to wait for a short period of time before we actually order? Because once they deliver, I mean, they're probably expect payment, but.
Right, and I have no problem with that. I'm just saying that there is an option there that we. So we.
Okay.
Well,
consider rental.
We can certainly move forward with this motion and then make the decision as to when to place the order.
Yeah. Okay.
Does that make sense, Randy?
Yeah.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen. Do you need us for anything else?
Can I just... No, I can't in this discussion. It'll be on Monday. Never mind. I had a road and bridge thing, but really, you're there as... Never mind. It'll be posted Monday. I think we have road and bridge Monday.
Randy, you might want to stay for this memorandum of agreement. Let me make a couple of notes and... And the topic of the Memorandum of Agreement between Arkansas State Game and Fish Commission and Taney County. Back on the floor, Randy.
What I know about this actual item is several months ago, several of the Corps personnel and there was engineers that we have a set of plans there that they brought at that time. And lots of discussion. Their finish grades, I think, only went to 662 or 663, which wasn't a total of 5 feet above the existing low point of Slough Hollow Road. Lots of discussion during that meeting, and I think it was pretty much agreed upon on both sides in that meeting that they would take it to 664 finished elevation, 5 foot above the lowest point. They would provide and build the road if Taney County would hard surface the road. That was kind of to offset some of their costs for the extra fill required and construction to take it to 664. That's what I remember of the meeting. So.
Okay. The numbers that we had, Randy, was a concern to Mr. Strafus and myself because we knew that their recommendation and what we agreed on at the end of the meeting was two separate levels.
Yeah.
And so if I think the new agreement is, as I remember, money is 664.
Yes. And then we would surface it. Hard surface.
Right.
So I think we took their money to raise, keep continue to raise it up.
Correct? Right.
So I'm fine with that.
Okay. So that's...
Okay. But I thought the agreement said that they would resurface it.
No. We would. Because
we'll hard surface it.
That was one of the things was the cost to take it up to that, and also with the their idea is they've run several numbers on 50, 75 year rainfall events, and they were going to take it to a level that wasn't going to cause the road to be flooded anymore after the 5 foot become into effect. As before, and that elevation come up a lot less than what we anticipated, right. So that's the reason.
We're going to spend all this money. We want to make sure.
What I'm thinking is they're putting all the aggregate on top. Everything's going to be ready, right?
They're going to construct the road and do all the construction. All we have to do is go in and surface it.
And we
that's our part.
Planned this thing out, Ron. That road was going to have to be resurfaced anyway with a chip and seal. So we decided to go ahead and do the. But what you're thinking about on theirs is they're going to do the resealing on the KDOT dip. They're going to furnish the top coat on it. It's almost exactly reversed of what this agreement was, is they're going to do the actual top with, I think, 8 inches of aggregate or fill or whatever on it.
Whatever the...
That's where you have the confusion there.
Are we ready to move forward with this agreement, gentlemen?
We are.
It has to be approved by the sent to the Corps of Engineers, and I'm ready to make a motion that we approve it.
Then I'll second the motion.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve the Memorandum of Agreement between the Arkansas State Game and Fish Commission, Taney County, Missouri, and the United States Army Corps of Engineers regarding the White River Minimum Flow Project, Bull Shoals Lake, Slough Hollow Road.
Yes.
Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. There were, I think, three. There were three I've signed anyway. Did I get one I shouldn't have had? Was that particular? No. I don't see that. Oh, here it is. Just put food. Thank you. Next agendized item is agenda request review.
Last meeting we discussed reviewing executive session minutes.
We did.
Would you like to do them Monday afternoon?
I thought we left it to anyone to review his initials. I was comfortable with mine, so that would get that would get down that first set. And then we can start working on the next set.
But her point would be that would be a part of executive session on Monday wherein we could approve those?
Yep.
That's correct. Initially, when we talked about it, I was going to post it for this Thursday, today. But due to the meeting yesterday, none of you gentlemen were in office.
That's fine, isn't it, for us to do that on Monday?
Sure. Right.
Okay.
Will there be time that day for us to look at the other minutes that have not already been initialed?
Yes.
It's been the process of that to individually review and then initial for that we reviewed them, and if we have any problem, we make a note on the side of those minutes. And there's so many of those that have no votes taken. And we've been
right
through attorney's discussions about what those could be. So what needs to be done is, I think, is if we can set a time to do that, or we can individually do that.
Do you want me to block out some time on Monday?
I would think in the executive, we need to make sure we...
During the executive or before?
Well, Mondays are rough. I would say during the...
There's not very much.
Is there not?
Scheduled on Monday. If you pull up...
Yeah. So I would love to get a hold of those and read them ahead of time.
I have them in the safe upstairs.
At least the ones for this year, the ones that I'm involved in, and then that way I can initial them or not initial them, and we'll be ready for... We'll know which ones we want to discuss.
Yeah.
That'd make it a lot easier.
Okay.
Let's...
I mean, if we can block some time out before lunch, if there's nothing scheduled for us to individually sit down and go through these things, I mean, it looks like you're right. Monday's pretty open right now.
Yeah.
Well, when are the depositions?
The 20th.
Is?
Thursday.
So let me ask this a question while we're on agenda request review. Are we going to be establishing a meeting for that day? Are you going to be out all day?
No.
In the afternoon, I believe.
Well, there's two different times set. And I don't know whether they're conflicting times or not, but I've got them across my scheduling, one for 10 and one for 1.
Well, pretty much the day.
Though. Yeah, let's just not schedule
those in Springfield, or are they down here?
They don't know yet.
Well, right now it's Springfield, right? Isn't it right now it's set for Springfield, what Pat was saying, so, and she's trying to make them move them. Mm-hmm. I would say
you guys can go ahead and take care of any business that's there. I don't know how long I'm going to be tied up with that.
Would you guys, perchance, be available tomorrow for a couple of hours? Obviously, we have to give 24-hour notice. I'm trying to find some time, guys, somewhere in the immediate future where we can have a work session. Obviously, we have to post it. The public would be available. But there's so many mundane decisions that we need to make. I mean, like where we're doing the construction upstairs. What color are we going to paint the wall? What are we going to do? Where are we going to stack stuff? But I mean, there's a ton of stuff like that that we need to get to. It's been moved to here?
It's here.
And is it
in? Down here, and you guys can move your meetings upstairs.
On Thursday.
On Thursday, the 20th. I'm trying to get over next door, and they've got 4 judges and are unable.
Okay. So they're going to do the depositions in this room?
Yes, sir.
And there's not 2 sessions? It's 1 to 5?
She asked me to have it for the whole, to book it for the whole entire afternoon because there's 2 individuals, and Mr. Strahan will be coming in at 2 separate times.
Okay, during the afternoon.
During the afternoon.
So we're available, obviously, that morning. Could we take an hour? Not even if that would be enough, but 1 hour just for general work session sometime. And, maybe just before noon.
I know. Yeah, I would be fine with that because we're going to be over here. And
we're going to be upstairs, right?
Yeah. That's fine.
I know you two gentlemen don't probably agree with it, but I think that there is a place for administrative and departmental functions that needs to be added to the agenda, that we take care of those kind of issues.
We can do that. We just have to label what each is according to council. And maybe maybe I misinterpreted comments, but
it's a.
I would really like to get to the point where we have our meeting and then we take care of
Administrative things.
But the press doesn't have to hang around. They can if they want, but they're going to have their shorts bored off.
Whenever you say that, administrative I think we need to visit with council about that.
Okay.
Because we have to have this is exactly what you were talking about. Administrative things that go on around the courthouse that involve staff and everything else. We have to have a meeting to discuss those things. And I'm going to follow the rules of law and whatever they set before us. But there is such a thing as carrying on county business. Administrative part of the county business.
I agree. It's just that our agendas on the days that we're working are so stinking full that we don't have time to pay attention to the detail of some of those things that are needed, which is why I was trying to squeeze time somewhere else on another day. But if we can do it on one of those days, that's great.
But Monday you said had some spaces in it?
I would urge that Monday's
even though we don't, it seems to be always so full. I would say let's work on Thursdays. We tend to have a lighter Thursdays.
And you may decide throughout this morning there are some things that you want to post.
Right.
For Monday,
right.
Even though right now it looks like there's a large time block, you still have several meetings to have this morning.
Right. Oh.
I mean, that's normally how they do that.
Right.
I'm willing to do whatever you want to.
On Monday, this coming Monday, my guess is you're going to be working with attorneys regarding Thursday PIPs.
That's my speculation, too.
I know that to be a fact.
So let's plan to have some work sessions on Thursday, because I believe he'll be able to come in and out on Thursday all day. And that's what it's going to be. He's going to, I can't imagine us getting a lot of work done as a commission, because I think you'll be pulled.
Schedule a work session for Thursday morning.
That will,
we'll make it from 8:30 to noon or whatever. And if
we just need to put some subject matters in there.
I just list a bunch of items. Wouldn't put no times down or anything.
To include, well, and I agree. I mean,
right.
Public. I'm sure the public's not going to sit in and see what color we're going to paint those offices upstairs. And there's a whole list of things like that that we need to do. We have to have a meeting to do it.
Yeah.
That's either that, or one of us is going to have to be designated to serve as a liaison, like we talked about.
I have that list.
Different departments and do those things.
I can share that list.
Let's
on
chat
Thursday.
About those on Thursday.
I can share that list on Thursday.
Nikki,
can
what
you
else?
Get me specific things that you want to discuss?
Well,
if
yes.
You're saying that those items need to be posted,
it'll say including. One is going to be office configuration.
Well, you want to limit to that, or just commission?
I mean, that's one of the things we're going to talk about, is office configuration.
I just had commission work session, if you would like something different.
That's perfect. That gives us some leeway there.
Do what?
I was going to post commission work session, if you would like something different than that, or in addition
to. You would
ask
for specific topics we'd be chatting about. That's what I was throwing out.
Okay.
Commission work session is perfect.
Okay.
Would you put human resources work session? Because we've seen some emails that I'm wondering if we put HR and then put possible executive for personnel. So that if we need to talk about, I'm just giving us some options, so in case that the conversations go, we have the ability to go into closed session to protect, you know, privacies. I mean, we know that we're not going to be discussing contracts or negotiating, but personnel is always gives us some ability to talk about individuals.
During that same time on Thursday?
Yeah, just under the...
I'll sit with you, but that's great. And just like Danny said, it'll be a block for the whole thing.
Right.
And then we will... But that's good.
Was there a decision reached on the Bradleyville intergovernmental agreement?
Yes, Mr. Hausman is going to be talking to Joe Combs before we repost it. That was something I think he took on his action item list.
Nikki, I have the entire results of what we did at that meeting up on my desk, and I'll go through that with you.
Okay.
Thanks for reminding me. I had 3 or 4 action items on that list, didn't I?
Yeah. I sent mine. But yeah, it was 3. Here it was.
The last time you spoke about Castle Rock CID, Mr. Gross, I believe, was supposed to get something back to the commission. I have left him a message to follow up on that item.
He's actually supposed to be working with our attorneys. Frank Cotty has been communicating with Daryl Gross. So it's on our action legal list, okay. But Frank and them have been communicating on some legal things.
Okay, that is all that I have. If throughout the morning you do not schedule anything else for Monday, or maybe be thinking about some items that you want to place on Monday late morning.
Okay. Say that again, I'm sorry.
If we do not schedule anything from this morning's meetings for Monday, because we have a large block of time, be thinking about possible items that need to be discussed and decisions that need to be made.
What block of time have we got for Monday? Is it
we don't
couple
have a
hours?
Scheduled. Yeah, we have a couple hours.
Yes.
And we may want to do that work session there, too. And we have plenty of things to discuss, and we may want to just put the same work session we have on Thursday, just also duplicate it for Monday. If we have time, we can fill it up with that, too, if that's a thought, Ron. But I'm open to a work session like that. To, you know. The other thing is... what we want to do is block an hour for executive in that morning session for the commission to sit down and talk about the intergovernmental agreement with the sewer department. We have to do a work session between a commission to decide, make some answers to what our council has given us recommendations, and plus the sewer department's council has given recommendations. So we have to sit down and work through this intergovernmental agreement and answer some questions before we can finalize it.
Okay.
So that would be a time we could dedicate to that.
Okay.
And it could be upstairs, it can be here, it doesn't matter where it is.
Actually, that's going to be posted regarding personnel, legal, real estate, those
and
three at least,
and contracts.
And contracts. So
all four
of them. Uh-huh. Yeah, probably that session will probably have to be closed. It will be a closed session.
Okay.
In the...
and that's on Monday, you say?
Okay. In the office construction
probably now
side of things.
We've got the time.
There's a few things that need to be talked about as far as...
1.5 hours.
Staffing. And I'd like to have that part of it be put in the executive session also, in that under the same thing, I guess, but we need to have a...
Well, no, we have that Thursday, so whatever we have open time, we can put that on Monday, too, a block.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. We need to have that. I just want to make sure we don't overlay the sewer, but if we have any other spare time, take that work session and put it into the spare times for Monday, too, for us to have those, at least start the conversation, depending
right.
on which time we have.
Nikki.
Yes.
Will you be the one that's going to be delivering this wellness center update?
I was not.
Who is?
Mr. Strappas.
Oh.
Oh, that one. Okay. I'm sorry.
That's our next order of business is the wellness center update.
That's an easy one.
Actually attached what our current guest policy is.
Okay.
To the request form.
We have, in the past, we have restricted, or not in the past, we have restricted who can use the wellness center, and over time, we have allowed through, I don't know what you call it, health department, but we've allowed by commission decision to allow different entities to use the facility, mm-hmm. such as the Canyon County Health Department is currently somebody that we allow, who is not current county employees, but works with the county, and we had some verbiage which was, I can't remember what the verbiage was, how we allowed that. But we have had a request by two entities to see if they could use the facility that works with Taney County, one being the Western District Fire Department, I think is what I told you, right?
And Central.
And Central. And the Sewer District, once they separate,
yes.
wants to be able to use it also, if they are not county employees. And under the same guise, I wanted to see if the commission would be open to allowing those two entities or those three entities to be able to use our facility because of we've got the card readers we and access. We know who's using it, who's not using it, when they're using it,
mm-hmm.
and that way it's still secure. The courthouse is still secure now.
As we entered this conversation before, Jim, there is an insurance issue that falls within those guidelines of who can use and who can't use the facility. And if someone is in our facility and gets injured and is currently not under the same policy, that's where we run into a difficulty before when we talked about this.
Well, how we solved that was we had a waiver drawn up, because anybody who uses it can't just use it without going through a waiver system and getting a badge. And that waiver, they are waiving their rights or waiving liability, Taney County's liability when they're using the facility. It falls back on their health policy. But we have waivers that we have had legal look at in the past. So.
Also have current counsel review this? Is that
absolutely.
Right? Danny, this language states the use of the wellness center as a voluntary recreational activity is not mandated by employer. In consideration of my attendance and participation at the wellness center offered by Taney County, I, state your name, acknowledge the existence of certain inherent risks in this type of workout and hereby agree to assume all risks myself. I further relieve Taney County, its elected officials, agent representatives, fellow employees, and their family members from any liability resulting from loss of personal belongings or bodily injury while using the Wellness Center. I also hereby state that I'm physically fit enough to work out in the Wellness Center and do so of my own free will. If under 18, this agreement must be read and signed by a parent or guardian. Yeah, I think that's good.
He worked with Ivan on that to make sure that we didn't.
That's a good release, I think.
But that's how we dealt with the liability risk. But that was just a request from these entities, and like all things, just bring it for the commission. Could we? It's a discussion item.
Nikki, on this, also the county employees mm-hmm. sign this.
Yes.
Everyone signs it,
and then
everyone has to have one. If okay. they're using the wellness
if they utilize
center.
It, right. Okay.
Well,
let's have legal look at the
discussion on it. Okay. I have several concerns.
Okay.
Well, I know that I've had, and you may have mentioned it there and I missed it, I've had two requests from two individuals that currently are in the sewer district that utilize
right.
the facility and want to know if they can continue doing it.
I have no problem with that. The decisions...
But because it's an appointed board of Taney County.
The decisions to be made in the future concerning these different entities will have to be made at that time, not in a blanket situation here, because... If you've had anyone stop you on the street, a citizen, and want to know why they're not able to use the, because they pay taxes and this and that. In this situation that we got ourselves into a conversation with them, and the insurance policy was the solution to the, and I didn't know that there had been any change other than the participants of our insurance company.
Yeah, we voted for the health department. I mean, is that the only group we voted right now? That's the one we voted to, the health department.
That's the only.
But they were under the same insurance blanket, weren't they?
Mm-mm. They have their own policy.
Well, they still have to submit their insurance information on the waiver.
Well, we'll just have to go through some discussion.
Let me have that waiver. Let me have that waiver run, and I will make sure we submit it to our county council just to double check.
If you make a list on that, I think that's a good time to bring this up, because if we have allowed one, we're going to be, we've set a precedent. It might be a precedent we want to unset.
I mean, right.
Just depending on council's advice.
There we go.
So no action on the wellness center.
Nope.
We'll bring that up again at another time.
When we get everything reviewed and stuff like that first. So.
Okay. Can we stay in a recess for 3 minutes?
Mm-hmm.